gave us your Son, Jesus Christ. And through his sacrifice, we have a promise. A promise that death will be overcome and life will last forever. Lord, we thank you so much for this time that we can be together, that we gather around your word and discuss what it means to live by your word, what you have in store for us in life, how that word has already affected so many lives, and how you want us to show you in our lives. Lord, we praise you always. We thank you always. In your Son Jesus' name, amen. So this is going to be a little bit difficult this morning because Ryan won't share his headset with me.
What did I do wrong?
Nothing. So we're going to start by reading in Romans 12 again. I know you all have heard it several times already now, but we're going to reiterate and repeat. The chapter starts out with a living sacrifice that we present ourselves as that sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is our spiritual worship. And it goes into the gifts of grace, which hopefully we'll cover as we go on in our discipleship hour to come. And then in my Bible it says the marks of a true Christian, which is where we've been discussing and reading the last couple weeks. In verse 9 it says, let love be genuine, abhor what is evil, hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection, outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal, be fervent in spirit, serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. And what we're discussing today, verse 14, bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another, do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. And then Paul repeats again, that goes right along with verse 14, verse 17. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. I have to confess, as I prepared for today, I had kind of a tough time. Bless those that persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Repay no one evil for evil. And I struggled to come up with times that when did somebody do me evil? When did I have times that I really struggled with someone else that I could actually even give somebody that was my enemy food, drink? We are so blessed to live in an area, and for myself, to work with people to where we really don't get into these too much. But there are times when we struggle with individuals. So not the greatest analogy, But I had a brother come to me one time and said, "What's wrong with you spiritually?" And I was floored. I said, "Well, what?" He said, "You don't talk to me. So I know there's something wrong with you in your spirit." I got angry, not in his, to his face, but in my soul. And then I said, "Okay, I don't really talk to him that much. Let's try it out." I tried it out for a few weeks and he would not talk to me. So I don't know how by giving him that really heaped coals of fire on his head, but I can tell you that it wasn't, God said, "It's not you." Probably the best life case that I can say about this was my mom. She dealt with a very hard life for quite some few years. Dad was not a pleasant person. Him and his brother argued constantly. Two different farms, but they farmed farms together. And while they argued and were downright evil to each other at times, they loved each other, that if somebody else had come in and argued with them, they'd have had each other's backs. Mom, on the other hand, was on her own. And Dad was, well, let's just say he was less than kind. But I never heard Mom come back with a harsh word. I never heard her can't say I never heard her angry, but I never heard her angry in retort to when he was lighting her up with words. Dad was never physical, but he was great with words. And she responded by blessing them, blessing him. And in Luke 6:27-28, I say, "But I say to you here, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those that curse you, and pray for those that abuse you." That's in Luke 6. Those are Jesus' words. And I know that Mom prayed a lot. And when Dad was 82, I've given you this before, when Dad was 82 years old, he gave his heart to the Lord. Now, did he become the perfect Christian? No. But he recognized the need he had for Jesus Christ. And he was lost. And he needed to be saved. It's kind of difficult when you read through this chapter. It seems like so much of it, it's talking to Christian brothers and sisters. And then all of a sudden this flips in and we start talking about evil, repaying evil for evil, and bless those that persecute you. And at first I thought it didn't fit, but when you come back to my story with the brother who said, "What's wrong with you?" and totally floored me, maybe it does. We can cause hurt to a brother. We can cause hurt to a sister. And how they respond can make all the difference. Another thing that I'll say in my life is, quite honestly, and it's not good, when I do come up against someone who hurts me, I tend to walk away. I won't argue. I won't cause a scene. Won't fuss. But I won't necessarily go out of my way pray for. In Matthew 5, more words of Jesus. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Proverbs 10:12, hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all offenses. Proverbs 15:1, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. I think of my dad and my brother so often. If one of them had given a soft answer, a soft word, how much different their lives could have been. And how terrible it is when I see, I had a friend, had a twin brother, had not talked for over 30 years. Hated each other because of things of this earth. How sad it was, they both died, neither reconciled. When we look at the word and we go, pray that Jesus was merciful. Real quick before we go into our individual discussion groups, I don't know if you all saw it or not. I believe that we had posted on Geneva the discussion, the verses I just read, and the discussion possible discussion questions. So if you should be able to get those there every week. I know that we missed Tuesday this week because there was some confusion. They were ready Tuesday, but did they get out? Did anybody get them? Okay, I see some nods. Okay, thank you. So anybody that wants, they're available there. We're striving to have them there on Tuesdays, which is when I email them to the group leaders. Thank you, and let's split up.